Now it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Happy Friday, Huggles.
You didn't do that. Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Huggy?
Hey, Jay. Don't ask me what today's day is, because I'm just going to plead the fifth. Thank you. Thank you, y'all. A little slow jump right. But TGIFF, y'all. Thank God it's First Friday. Tom, Silver J, we're officially 20 days away from Christmas Day. Hell, I'm not ready. I'm not ready now. I'm still eating leftovers from Thanksgiving, y'all. And with all this shiggity going on, it's kind of hard to get in the holiday spirit, Sybil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I haven't even promoted my annual charity.
What?
Toys for Thoughts.
What?
Toys for Thoughts.
What's a thought?
Thoughts. You never heard of Toys for Thoughts? That's my new charity, Sybil. Speaking of thoughts, contender number one. Oh, a little slow today, aren't you? Speaking of thoughts, contender number one should have kept her thought to herself. I'm talking about the Benny Hill and Miss Doubtfire looking love child, Republican aide Elizabeth Loudon, who went on a blasphemous Facebook rant talking about the first girls not having any class. But the social media archaeologist started digging up her past and reminded Elizabeth when she was young, she was a little thieving ass. Classless, uncouth, cuckoo for Cocoa Puff, kleptomaniac. Contender number two. Contender number two haven't even won two games, y'all. Yes, I'm talking about the Philadelphia 1-17ers. Hell, the A team could beat the 76ers, y'all. Everybody on that team, Tom, with a tattoo needs to have it removed immediately. You can't be 1-17 with a tattoo. Shame on y'all. You can't have more tats than stats. Allen Iverson's stats backed up all his tats, y'all. 1-17, that's like going to a strip club 18 times, Jay, and getting one lap dance. Jay, can you imagine having 18 shows and you only made one show out to 18 laps? 1-17, somebody called the doctor, Jay. I don't know what's worse, being 1-17 or losing to a team that's 1-17. That's 0-17. Yep, the Minnesota Timberwolves are contender number three. Because we all know any team that loses to a team that's 0-17 is an automatic contender. Now, contender number four is Busta Rhymes. A.K.A. Busta Head. A.K.A. There Will Be Blood. A.K.A. Blood and Shoulders. Busta Rhymes fell off stage head first, y'all, at a rap concert. And thank God he didn't fall on anyone. I mean, have you seen how much weight Busta Rhymes gained lately? Tom, he just may be the fattest rapper out right now. Rick Ross is cross-fitting. That Joe ain't skinny no more. It's just Busta Rhymes and DeBrat.
Wow.
Oh, you know DeBrat done gained a little weight. The fat of that tat.
Wow.
I heard he's performing now wearing one of them skateboard helmets in the body mask. Did y'all hear that? Contender number five exhibit for getting his ass locked up after his wedding. Who the hell drink and drive after they wedding? Does he work part-time for Uber, Sybil? Contender number six is Devontae Swing's ponytail. Just his ponytail. Sybil, you ain't see his ponytail lip-syncing at the Soul Train Awards? I'm so stupid. Contender number eight is Charles Barkley for his comment. I don't even know what to say about Charles Barkley. I liked him better when he was in the NBA, y'all. But he need the STFU, and y'all know what that mean, right?
Yes, sir.
Or do I need to say it for y'all?
No,
he
no.
Need to shut the...
Nuh-uh. Good.
I don't know what to say out of my mouth either, Silver, huh? Congressman Peter King, you are the Bama of the week. Week, week. Did y'all hear this fool blame Eric Garner's death on his weight?
Yeah.
Then this fool said President Obama needs to invite Darren Wilson to the White House and apologize. Well, you know he's my Bama of the week, y'all. Enjoy y'all weekend.